This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. In a statement, NIA informed that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from the District Sessions Judge of Patiala House Court in the national capital. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathir and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Wage of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Saeed of Uttar Pradesh. The agency further informed that the total number of arrests in the case has risen to 6. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against businessman Robert Wadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. According to the official sources, the prosecution complaint has been filed before a Special Prevention of Money Laundering Act court. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day visit to South Africa tomorrow to attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary, Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalila, said this is the first G20 summit that will be happening on African soil and in that context will bring the spotlight on the development issues of Africa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted that there has been a remarkable expansion across all pillars of India-Australia cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar said this during his opening remarks at the 16th India-Australia Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australia counterpart Penny Wong in New Delhi.
We have seen a remarkable expansion across all pillars of cooperation, including trade and investment, defense and security, education and skills, research and innovation, science, technology, space, energy, and so on. But most of all, in our vibrant people-to-people links. Our growing partnership owes much to the guidance and vision of our prime ministers.
The External Affairs Minister also met Industry and Commerce Minister of Afghanistan, Al-Haj Nuruddin Azizi, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they discussed ways to strengthen trade, connectivity and people-to-people ties. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar today for the 10th time. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered him the oath of office and secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister also congratulated Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha on assuming office as Deputy Chief Ministers. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, opened at Panaji in Goa today, launching an 8-day celebration of cinema that will continue till the 28th of this month. The opening ceremony witnessed the presence of Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju and Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor, actors Nandamuri Balakrishna, Anupam Kher and filmmaker Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra. The event also included colourful tableau from various states and film industries. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. L. Murugan said, India is in its orange economy moment, adding that IFFI 2025 and Waves Film Bazaar are strengthening the pillars of creativity, content and culture.
From today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various master classes, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian pugilists Arundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Hooda and Nupur Shoran delivered a golden sweep in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh today. In the 70-kilogram category, Arundhati Chaudhary defeated Uzbekistan Aziza Zokirova 5-0, Preeti Pawar beating Italy's Shireen Sharabi, Meenakshi Hooda defeated Uzbekistan's Fuzulova Farzona in the 48-kilogram division. Nupur Shoran added the fourth gold in the 80-plus kilogram category. Indian men boxers Ankush Pankhal, Abhinav Jamwal, Pawan Barthwal and Jadumani Singh secured 4 silvers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.